We are on Daf, Pei Gimel, Amud Aleph. Any person by the bottom of the Amud, we heard in the Mishnah said, in person, Nishuvim L'Yoinim, one is not permitted to be Peiris traps to catch Yoinim, Elim Kena Yerochik Mina Yishuv Lamadris. Unless these traps were Lamadris, that's 4 milim, 1 parsa, it has to be this distance away from the Yishuv. And Rashi says, Shlo Yilochtu Behen Yoinei Bnei HaYishuv. That means it would seem from the Mishnah that Yoinim fly 4 milim, shloishim ris. So Mamele, if he puts up traps in this kirov, teich shloishim ris to the yishuv, so he's trapping the yainim that belong to the bnei hayishuv. So that's a gezel. So he has to make sure that his traps have to start 30 ris away from the yishuv. So Mamele, so he can be assured that the Yainim that he will catch are not coming from the Yishuv, the Hefkedik Yainim. Look to Gemara, Umi Ozli Kulihai, do Yainim travel so much? That means a Yainim from the Yishuv could come 4 mil. For Snan, we learned Machikin as a Shoivach min Ha'ir Chamishim Amo. We're marchik a shayvach, a pigeon coop, we're marchik from the ear 50 ames, to make sure that the yoinim and his shayvach should not go into the ear and eat from the tfue, from the peres, from the zroim, which are in the ear. So you have to be marchik 50 ames. But more than 50 ames, you don't have to be marchik. It seems a yoina only flies 50 yamas. And here, that's a Mishnah in Baba Basra. And our Mishnah seems to be saying that a yoina can fly 4 mil. Therefore, in person, nishvim l'yoinim, unkein hirchik, lamadris. Omar Abaye. So Abaye said, meishat shaiti tuva. No. A yaina can fly a large distance. Karsayu bachemishim amo malya. But it can fill up its stomach from what it eats in 50 yamas. So mamela it's meredik. The Mishnah Baba Basra says, I have to make sure that when I make a shayvach, it should be 50 yamas away from the ear. If it's 50 yamas away from the ear, so I can be assured that the yoinim, by the time they come to the ear, they have eaten already. And when they come to the ear, they're zat. They won't eat anything from the ear. That is when there's a shail of eating. But be'emison, flying, they can fly much further than 50 yamas. They'll fly over the ear, but they won't be oichel, the tvua from the ear, because they're satisfied already. So our Mishnah that is speaking about trapping Yainim, we have to be afraid maybe this Yainim that is going to trap are Yainim from the Yishuv, from the ear. And that you have to be Machik Dalad Mil. If you're Machik Dalad Mil, so then you can be assured that the Yainim that are caught in your trap are not coming from the ear, because they don't go more than Dalad Mil. Fragt die Gemara, Meishat Shloishim Ris Vesuloi. So you're telling me they only fly Shloishim Ris. Vosanya, we learned, Namaraisa, Beyishuv, Afilo Meya Mil Lo Yifreis. That in a Yishuv, Afilo, you shouldn't put up a trap, Meya Mil, shouldn't put a trap Meya Mil away. So we see from here, Amir de Kazakh, that Lechayre, they can go a filameya mil. So now, l'chayre, we have a problem in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says you only go talid mil. And here it says they go meya mil. So Rabbi Yosef Omar, Rabbi Yosef said, you're learning wrong pshat in this baraisa. Rabbi Yosef Omar b'yishuv kramim. Rabbi Omar b'yishuv sheikh. So, pshat is as follows. Pshat is that be'emison, a yoyne will only fly dalad mil. Doesn't fly more than dalad mil. Dalad mil is a big distance. That's how much it will fly. It won't fly more than dalad mil. But, if there's a yishuv of kramim, so the Rosh says in Baba Basra, yishuv kramim, Maitzin mokim lolin betzel akramim. That means, technically, they only will fly dalad mil. But if there's a yishuv akramim, so then they can stop and rest, and they'll rest betzel akramim. So akramim are ideal to rest. So memela, if there are akramim, so memela, let us say there's an ear. After the ear, there's a yishuv of akramim. And this kramim, let's say, are 100 mil. There's 100 mil of kramim. So I'm not allowed to put traps after the kramim because I have to be afraid these yoinim which will come into my traps are coming from the ear. I, yoinim only flies dalad mil. That's if it is no place where to rest. But a kerem is an ideal place to rest. Be'emtza hanesiya. So then by, there's a yishuv kramim, so it's shemoitzim mokim lolon betzel hakramim, this is the lashon of the Rosh and Baba Basra. So memela, then they can go further, they can go even 100 mil. So that is pshat in the baraisa, the yishuv means if there's a yishuv kramim after the ear, so then the yayne ha'ir could go, who knows how much. Or, that's Rabbi Yosef's teretz. Rabbi Omar b'yishuv shayfchen. B'yishuv shayfchen means there's a yishuv of shayfchen. Shayfchen are pigeon coops. So memela, if there's a yishuv of shayfchen, it's also the same thing. So the yayne goes, and if it wants to rest, there's a shayvach, he'll enter the shayvach, he'll rest in the shayvach, he'll go further. So if there's a yishuv of shayfchen, So when I'll trap a yoina, I have to be afraid this yoina came from an ear 100 mil away. How did it get here? It's a long distance. Well, it rested in between. Ben shayvach l'shayvach, it rested. So if there's a yishuv of shayvchim after the ear, then I can't cheshben that the ear is dalad mil away. Because if there are shayvchim, the yoinim will fly much more than dalad mil. Like the Gemara, the second teretz is shver, but typically mishum shayvchim gufayu. There's a yishuv of shayvchim, so why do you have to say, I can't put a trap by the end of the yishuv of shayvchim because I have to be afraid. Maybe this yain is coming from the ear 100 mil away. If you have a yishuv of shayvchim, so you have to be afraid that I'll be trapping yainim that belong in the shayvchim. Why do you have to go to the ear? The yayne of this shayvach gufed, which are close to me, so they're coming from this shayvach. Why do you have to say the reason is because I have to be afraid they're yaynim from the ear. I feel they're yaynim from the shayvchist. It's also wasa. So that the Gemara says, three terutzim. Iboy yisayma b'degoy. It's speaking about the shayvchist from the ear to where I'm trapping, setting up the traps belong to goyim. So if I'll be trapping a yoine from a shayvach of the goy, I don't have to worry about it. In fact, the Shita Mekabet says, and what if Gezel Akum is also? So he says, because by a yoine it's not a real Gezel, because it's the kinyan of a yoine is Mibneidake Sholem. Mikadin, it doesn't belong to the Bailam. The Bailam will never koine the yoine, only Mibneidake Sholem. The Gezel of Dake Sholem does not apply to goy. So, Mamil, that's the Gemara's Teretz. So, I only have to be afraid maybe the yoine I'm going to trap is coming from the ear. But if I trap a yoine from the shayvchis, which are between the ear and my traps, that is no problem because they belong to goyim. or it could be speaking about these shayfches if hefke the kiyanim. Viboy yisayme b'diday, or maybe it's speaking about that all the shayfches belong to him. So mamela, if he's trapping his own yayinim, there's no problem whatsoever. That he has to be afraid. Maybe he's trapping the yayinim from the ear. Zukrashi. Machikines ha-shoivach shaloi yafsidu tvua upeiris shebesoiche ir. So he has to be marchik chamishim amo. So the Gemara said, so you see, the only fly chamishim amo. So Moses says, no, karsayu bachmishim marya. Vameshim melaktois umenakreis bekarko. Malayim bachamshin amo. But they're menake from the karko, they get full in chamshin amo. Hilkach legabi achilas tvuas ir ein lochosh b'yoysa. There's not more to be afraid of. So Mar says, b'yishiv kromim, that from the ear to where he's setting up the traps, there's a yishiv of kromim. So therefore, shahilad, so the yayin is hailach mikerem lekerem ad lamelchik. Then there's no sheer how far the yayin could go. So mamela, if there are krumim between the ear and the traps, so I have to be chayish that maybe the yayinim are coming from the ear. Or speaking about yishiv shel shayfchim, v'didei shoysin shayfchim shaloi, u'mishim yayini shayfchim, so if he might capture the yayinim of the shayfchim shli yaloch, the bapach melochosh, the shaloi hain, the hish yayinim, אבל יש לוחש ליני הישב, שבו אין דרך השויבכם למלחק. זאת תאיסוויס, בסניה, ובישוב אפילו קוף מיל ליפריס. זאת תאיסוויס, הכוחוך, השתה לא יודע פרש הברייסה. That means, the Gemara's מסקונה is, the Gemara's מסקונה is, that it's speaking about a yishev shall come, a yishev shall shoivchem, And if there's such a yishuv in between, so Yoine could fly very far. So if the Gemara would know the Teretz, so the Kash isn't shver. So the Mishnah says, you have to be machik dalet mil, that's speaking about, there's no yishuv shall come in. When there's a yishuv shall come in, he can't be peiris nishvin. Now, the Makshin al-Kochoch did not learn that pshat, because he wouldn't have a Kash. הכוח החשת לא יודע פרש הברייסה. וכושה, פרקטויסווס, דועמשמה, דקוף מיולב דווקא. So how did the Makshin understand the ברייסה? From the lotion of the ברייסה, it would seem that even קוף מיל is also not sufficient. ביישוב אפילו מאה מיל לא יפריס. אפילו מאה מיל also not allowed to be פרש. But it seems to be saying, what about 1,000 mil also not? I'm just saying a loshna afilu meya mil. Doesn't say ad meya mil. It says afilu meya mil. So it seems from the baraisa that you're not permitted. If there's a yishuv, you're not permitted to be peiris nishvin. Period. That's what it seems. Afilu meya mil. Afilu elof la yifreis. Vim kain. So how did the makshin understand the baraisa? Ha yishuv echidomi. Hikari ha'ir yishuv, if the ear means yishuv, im kein la yifreis b'shumokim. So you're not allowed to be peiris anywhere. Afilo b'midbar, afilo I'm peiris in a midbar, afilo midbar rochik 1,000 mil, afilo the midbar is rochik 1,000 mil. The omar the kuf mil avdavka, the loshin afilo kuf mil means even more also. So how did the Makshin understand the Baraisa? He's asking Akasha, but forget about it. But how do you Adlam Shab the Baraisa? Ba'afilu Noima the Kuf Mil Davke. No, he learned, the Makshin learned Kuf Mil. Akasha is here, it says Dalad Mil, it says Kuf Mil. Akata Tikshere Shal Seifer. But learn the whole Baraisa and gave a tremendous problem. The Reishik Tony, the rochek shloishim ris min hayisha person. This is the reish of the baraisa. Forget about our Mishnah. Let's learn the baraisa. The baraisa says 30 ris, which is dalad mil min hayisha person. Ubeseif aktoni afelakuf mil layifrei. So how do you learn shat the baraisa? Man, yes, can get cash on me. Moshe says teretz. No, it means hayisha of kromim. But Good, fine. But how did the Makshin understand? You're asking Akasha and me. How did you understand the Baraisa? The Reish of the Baraisa itself says Lamed Dalet Mil is sufficient. The Sefer of the Baraisa says that Avilu Kuf Mil is not sufficient. Doch Yisanyim B'tesefta B'pirken in person Nishben L'yoynim Elim Kein Hichik Mnei Yishuv Shloishim Riz V'amed Vorim Amurim B'amidbar. So by a midbar you can be Poyriz Shloishim Riz, and that's not. Aber be Yishuv Afilu Kuf Mil L'yifriz V'leka L'mei Manami the Salke Daitoch the Makshin held the be Yishuv Shal Zroim Shaiti Tuvem. There's a Yishuv of a lot of zroi, that means from where I was poiris, the nishvin, we have an ear, which is 100 mil away. After the ear, we have a yishuv of zroim. That means zroim, plant there, planted zroim. And you have zroim between, from the ear, you have 100 mil of zroim. And then I want to plant my, I want to spread out my traps. So if there's a yishav of zroim, you're not allowed to. And we'll say, you know why not? Because if there's zroim, so the yainim can fly a large distance because they can fill up. If they ever get hungry, they can fill up. So mela, that's pshat. So I'll say pshat in the baraisa, that if there's 30 mil away from the yishav and he's in a midbar, a medvam, a midbar, that means there's a midbar between him and the ear. So there's no area where the yainim can fill up to eat again. So they won't go more than that dalad mil. Avol be yishuv shel zroim means, but if there's zroim from the ear to where I want to put my nishbin, so then it'll come out, the yainim will continue flying because they can always fill up by eating the zroim. So that's pshat in the baraisa. So Mamela, so you don't have any kasha. So what's your kasha in the Mishnah then? The Baraisa is very explicit. If there's a midbar between me and the ear, so Mamela, the shir is 30 ris, valid meal. If there's a yishav of zroim, and they eat keseda, so then afilameya meal. So what's the kasha? Black lamei menam yisal kedait of the yishav shal zroim shaiti tuve. So you don't have any kasha from the Mishnah. So the Baraisa is very clear. What are you asking from the Mishnah? The Baraisa is very explicit. If there is no zroim between the ear and the nishbin, so then the shir is dalad mil. If there are zroim, so I fill a meya mil. Because the yain is always going to fill up. It's going to eat and it's going to go further. So Taisi has a problem. How did the Makshin understand the Baraisa? That his whole problem was from our Mishnah, but the Baraisa understood. How did he do Mishnah the Baraisa? The Nirla Ritzvah, the Vadi Salkadaita, the Ayrebi Yishuv Zroi. The Makshin Zichen knew that Yishuv means there's a Yishuv of Zroim between the ear and the Nishbin. Bachi Pirush. Umei Shetshayti Shloishim Riz Vesuloim. You're telling me that it only goes 30 ritz. Afilu b'yishev zroim. V'muchach ha-seifet, b'yishev zroim, shay tetuve. V'ein zel mishum echile. So al kolchach, a yishev zroim, it says in the Baraisa, they go more than 4 mil. So okay, so you say this is the teretz. The Baraisa is speaking about a yishev shel zroim, and the Mishnah is speaking about other yishev shel zroim. But al kaponim alma delay molye kreise b'chamishim amo. But if you tell me that they'll travel maya mil because they'll always be eating, there are places where to stop to eat. So this whole yis, I asked the kasha in the beginning, a first kasha. I asked the kasha. Here it says they 530 mil, and here it says you have to be machi kashevich minia 50 amos. So yes, Takasha. So Abaya said, hey, the whole problem is they might eat in the city. After 50 amas, they're full. They won't eat till the next day. So here it says not like that. Here it says that that if there's a yishuv of zroim between the nishbin and the ear, filameyama, they eat keseda. If they eat keseda, so we're back to the first kasha. So the kasha is on Abaya. The kasha is not nothing to do with the Mishnah. The kasha is an abaye. From this baraisa I see that a yishuv shall zroim, they fly very much because they have retit keseda. Amud leimalya kreise bechmishim amet. Mashanid le'ayri b'yishuv zroim. Shmuel says, no, abaye is right. If they eat, the first 50 amas they eat and then they stop eating for the rest of the day. Aye, so when do they fly only 30 ris? And when do they fly more than 30 ris? Is it ele b'yishuv kom yishuv shayfchem? V'karimid b'reicha d'laka yishuv kom v'yishuv shayfchem. That's pshan the baraisa. Eat, they only eat 50 amas. Forget about it. But that what the Baraisa says, that there's a matziv that they can fly even 100 mil, that is dafka, if there's a yishuv of shoifchem or kromim, which gives them the opportunity to rest, and then they'll fly a filu meya mil. Hotron aloch meruba. Let us start perik achayvel. Achayvel b'chaveiroi chayv olov mishum chamisha dvorim. Person is chayvel b'chaveiroi, you chayv to pay five things. Benezek, b'tzar, b'ripui, b'sheves, u'b'boishes. These are five inyoni tashlumen. Benezek keitzat. How are you shom nezek? Keitzat. Sima es einoi. I made someone blind. Blinder than I. Kita es yodoi. Cut off a hand. Shibes ragli. Broke his foot. Royin oisei ki'ilu hu eved nimkar b'shuk. I look that this person who now lost a foot, his kili was an eved nimkar b'shuk. And I'm shomim kamo hoya yofe v'kamo hu yofe. So I shut up if this would be an eved hanimkar b'shuk. So I go, so I have an oifen how to be shom, how much to pay. If he would have sold himself as an eved before the foot was cut off, how much money would he have received? Fine. So I know he would have gotten X amount of money. Now, this is an eved without a foot. So how much is he worth now? So that's a different amount of money. It's much less. So the difference of what he was worth with the foot and what he is worth without the foot, that is the tashlumi nizokin that you pay. V'kama hu yofe, sherei hizikoi v'ifsidoi momenze, now, we have to know this is a Mordechai Rashi. It seems Rashi had a ha'ore. This is a modern type of a shuma. You look, if he would have been an eved, how much would he have been worth? With the foot, how much is worth without the foot? He's not an eved. He's not an eved. So why do you make such a shume if he would have been an eved? He's not an eved. So why are you shum in such an oifen, which this shume is not, it's not megay. He's not an eved. So why make him such a shume? So Rashi says, no, but he could have sold himself for an eved. Could have sold himself for that. Shimoya right nitzrach, or yemoicha atzmoy bevedivri. So that means he always had this potential. He always could have sold himself for an eved. And if he would have sold himself for an eved, he could have made X amount of money. And now that he's missing a foot, he can only make Y amount of money. So you were mafsid, so it's considered ki'ilu, he possessed the X amount, and you want to do the ezek, he is only worth Y amount, so you have to pay the difference. And that's why Rashi is madgish, v'hifsidoi mamainzeh. He was mafsid him this money, it's not pshat, he had a potential. So we have to say he always had this potential. And so Mamele, you were mafsid this potential, so you have to pay him what you were mafsid. There's Meira de Kekashis on this Rashi. That's good if he was mazik a zacha. What if you're mazik in a keve, and the keve can't sell herself for an omivri? The father can sell a ktana till she becomes a naira. But if you're mazik an isha, that's a naira. So what's there, the hifsidai? What is there, she couldn't sell herself for nom evriye. So if Rashi bothered hifsidai mom and zeh, and that's what makes the shumah, so by a woman, you don't have hifsidai mom and zeh. Others ask akashe, bizman she'ina yoivu noyig, so you can't sell yourself an avadivri. So it's fine to not have seen the moments there. The Rosh is chaylik on Rashi. The Rosh says, we make a shuma like an avaknani. And from the Rosh it would seem that Bemison, this is a din shume on tashlumi nezoket. That means we have to have an oif, we have to have a monetary oifen of shuma. A person, he cut off someone's hand. We have to have a monetary oifen. How, we learn that from something, we have to pay for the hezek. How do you pay for the hezek? Your hand. There's markets for hands. You don't pay. How do you pay for a hezek? So it was kimlu lachazal. When a behemoth is mazik, it eats up an aruge. You don't pay for the aruge, you pay how much the field is worth less, how much the field was worth with the aruge, without the aruge. So that's an oifen how your shom tashlumi nezokin. So by niske yodam, that's also your shom, how much was he worth? That's an oifen ashume. Really, can even make it more interesting. In domim levan chayrim, a person doesn't have, he's not worth anything. He's not, in domim leben chayrim, it's not called you a mazik money, but you have to pay. You have to pay for the hezek. This is an oifen kach kimlu lachazal. This is the oifen hashume. If he would have been an eviknani, that's how, not because he's not an eviknani, he'd never be an eviknani, but that's the oifen hashume. Shuts up, if he would have been an eviknani, so how much would he have been worth before the Hezek, how much is worth after the Hezek, and he has to pay the difference. The Ktzai says that according to the Rosh, if a person says, Domi Yolai, the person makes an edda, how much I'm worth, I'm giving to Hegdish. How much do you shatz up? According to the Rosh, it shatz up like an Eviknani. This is an Oifen Hashume. How do you shatz up the value of a person? So the Rosh says, you shatz up like an Eviknani. But to say, according to Rashi, you shatz up like an Eved Ivri. In Rashi, could be, Rashi says, if Sidoi Momin Zeh, so it could be he has this potential Shabbos. There's another problem. How do you shatz up an Eved Ivri? According to Rashi, an Eved Ivri can't sell himself ever. That's Eved Knani. You have a Shume. That means an Eved Knani is Vavodi Loilam. So you have an Eved Knani, you cut off his hand. So that means if he would sell these now, he's 20 years old. Cheshben, how much an Eved that's 20 years old that you purchase Vavodi Loilam? What is the price of an Eved? Taking everything into consideration, how much you'll live, how long. Someone said, there's a price of an Eved. Now you have to figure out what the market value is. An Eved without a foot. That's good. According to Rashi, if Sidai Mom and Zeb, Shim hoya nitzach emech atzma v'divri, so, an avadivri, you can't sell yourself for avadivri, it's a 6 year. Sell yourself for 6 years. Or the yovel. Yovel will be in 5 years, so, can we sell yourself to yovel? So how do you make the shumah? So, l'chayr, according to Rashi, you make the shumah as follows. You figure out, how much will this person live, how much will he live? Like 70 years. Now you make, so every 6 years he'd be able to sell himself, make all the cheshbonos, and now that's how much he was worth with the foot, now how much he's worth without the foot. So it comes out, that means if you make 6 year sales, comes out much more, if you sell something for 6 years and then again 6 years, the price is much more than if you make, you're selling it loilam. So Mamela, comes out of Midika Nafkamina between, Rashi and the Rosh, and besides the Lomda Shaboy, but the Oifen Hashuma also. Akaponim, that's how you shum nezek. Tzar, how are you shum tzar? Kvoi bishput, oi b'masmer, he burnt him with a shput, a glowing spear, oi b'masmer, a nail, v'afilo al tziporni, there were moisip, though this was on his nail, mokim sheni oisa chabure, there's only tzar, oim dim kam odom ki yitz b'zeroi tzalit olies mitztayr kach. Now, doifin ha-shumer, we'll see more in the Gemara. Now let us see Rashi, b'masmer ke'ev hamake. Now what is Rashi telling us over here? So the Tosfos Yontif says that Rashi learned that it's talking about two oifanim of tzar. One oifan of tzar is kvoi, he burnt him. It's one oifan from tzar. Oy b'masmer ke'ev hamake, he was toichev hamasmer in him. It was not a hot masmer, it was a cold masmer. It was so it's a different type of a tzar. This is ke'ev hamaka. This is the maka, that the pain that he has of this hakor with a masmer. Yes, why do you need two cases? Saibas Ayeshwar, why do you need two cases? It's talking about he burnt, and there's also Shwar. So now he shuts up. Each person, kiyaitse boze, such a person, lifimashu ma'unig rab tzaroi ke'evoi. The more ma'unig the person is, the more tzar he has, and the more pain he has. Pain is relative. Sensitivity to pain depends on what type of a person is. Two people can get X amount of pain, but a person who's ma'unig is much more sensitive to the pain. And Maisis Marashi, there's two things. There's pain in tzar. So we have to be done on this person who Reuven was mitzayirim, kvoi bishbud ha b'masme, and now we have to be shum this person. We have to be shum the tzar in the cave, taking into consideration what kind of a person he is. Adam kazeh. Yeah. Ripui, he called Chayv l'rapoisai. He hit him, he's mechuyiv to be merapim. Ola boi tzmochim, if tzmochim came up, it's types of sores. Ola boi tzmochim, imach masamake chayiv. Shaloi mach masamake potem. You see this all in the Gemara. Chayse v'nistro, chayse v'nistro. What if it healed and it got... It went back again. Chayv l'rapoisei. Chayse kol tzorcho, ina chayv l'rapoisei. We got completely healed. There's no chayv ripi anymore. Shevech, royin oisei kilo ushayme kishuyim, shekvar nosan lo idemei yodo idemei raglo. That means that the tashlumi nezek, we took into consideration, that Lemaise, he's a person without a foot. And Al Kaponim is worth now how much an Eved is worth without a foot. So we paid him for what his foot was worth. Now, what can he do now without a foot? Too much he can't do. He can be a Shema Keshuim. He could watch cucumbers. Not too strenuous of a job. You give him a chair and he sits down, and if he sees crows coming or someone else, he can chase them away. Al Kaponim, so that's what he's capable of doing now after he lost his foot. But when he's sick, when he's bedridden, so he can't even do that. So he lost for 2 weeks that he was bedridden. He can't even be a Shema Keshuim. So Memela, so you pay from the Shvisa of, that means after he gets back to his Koiches, He has a job. He's a Shema Keshuim. He's available for this job. But the 2 weeks he was bedridden, he couldn't even do that. So you pay him 2 weeks wages of a Shema Keshuim. That is Sheves. Boishes, hakur refi ha-mevayish ha-mizbayish. When you're Shom Boishes, you have to take two things into the consideration, who the Mavayish was and who the Misbayish was. Zekrashi, Adam Kal Shabiyish Boishtai Merube. And Adam Kal was Mavayish, so the Boishis is Shreklach. Vahamizbayish, Adam Choshuv Shenizbayish Boishtai Merube. Now, all these five things, Vekulu Hamisha Dvorim Mikro Nafki. Nezek Tichsivayin Tachasayin Tzapetza Tachaspotza Dochidashin Bigmore. Ripi Vishavis Hakshiv Tayitim Verape Yerapim. Boishis Tichsiva Katsoisa Eskapo Momi. Zogt die Gemara. Amai, why does the Mishnah tell us that if a person is chayvul b'chaveroi, he pays noisen loy demei einoi? The Mishnah says, adeshumis. The Pasuk says, ayin tachas ayin, omar achmona, eima ayin mamish. It means, if Reuven took out the ayin of Shimon, so now Bezal will take out the ayin of Reuven. So the Gemara says, loy sal kedaitoch. The Gemara is going to speak about there are maximum 5-6 psukim in Seif Pashas Emel. The Gemara is going to darshan these 5-6 psukim. I'd just like to say over the psukim, V'ish ki yake kol nefesh odom mois yumos. Rashi in Chumash learns it's speaking about someone killed someone. That's a Rashi learns. We'll see our Gemara later. Then next further it says, Amaki nefesh beheime yishalmeno. It's talking about tashlumin. You killed a beheime, nefesh tachas nefesh. Yishalmeno, you pay. Then it says, Vish ki yitei mum ba'amisoi kasheroso kenye yosaloi. He made a mum, kenye yosaloi, sheva tachas sheva, ayin tachas ayin. Shein tacha shein, kashe yitain mum ba odom, kein yinosen boi. Then says, amake behema yishalmena, omake odom yumos. So there are psukim about hakos odom, psukim about hakos behema. Then we have a posuk ayin tacha sayin, kashe yitain mum ba odom, kein yinosen boi. Ishki yitain mum ba misoi, kashe rosa kein yeyosaloi. We have a multitude of psukim. So the Gemara asks, Amai, why does the Mishnah say you pay for the hezek? It says, ayin tachas ayin, amachmona eima ayin mamish. So the Gemara says, lois al kedaitoch, the sanya. We learned about Isa. Yochel sima es einoi, mesama es einoi. Kota es yodoi, mekatei es yodoi. Shiber es ragloi, meshaber es ragloi. Talmud loimer, make odom, umake beheime, make beheimo, litashlumim, af make odom, litashlum. So the Gemara is now bringing now the last posik, which we had mentioned, umake beheimo yishalmeno, umake odom yumos. Now, so the posik is makish, make odom to make beheime. So just like umake behema yishalmeno, it says clearly you pay. Umake odom yumos means you also pay. Frek the Gemara, ma umake behema letashlumi, umake odom letashlumi. Yeah, fine. V'im nafshach loima, I wouldn't come back to exactly which part. V'im nafshach loima, if you have any kashas on this, but not a posik. The posik says you should not take kaifa from a ritzeich. You have to kill him. Don't take kaifa to avoid killing him. So I have a dik. Nefesh ritzeich yatalekech kaifa. Avatalekech kaifa l'roshe yevor. If someone killed someone, he can't bail himself out with kaifa. But if someone was mazik someone, he can bail himself out with kaifa. Fine. I have here two doshes. So the Gemara now asks, hi make. What make are we speaking about over here? He said, the first limud is, it says, make behema, make odom, make behema. What make are you speaking about? Ilema, make behema, yishomena. Here the Gemara brings that down, the last pasuk. This pasuk means Yitaka killed the person. Now, Agavuche, Rashi and Chumash learns pshat in this pasuk. You make a person, you kill him. What is it speaking about? That he was Make's father. So he made a chabur in his father, so he's chayiv misa. That's pshat in this pasuk. So the Gemara says, if you're making a hekish, this last pasuk, Make Behime Yishomeno, Make Odom Yumos, Hai Make, Ilema Make Behime Yishomeno, Make Odom Yumos, Ahu Biktolux, if you take, you kill the person. This pasuk, the Yumos doesn't mean he pays. This Yumos means you kill him. He's Chayim Misa, he made a chabur in his father. So it can't be this pasuk, because the pasuk means you take, you kill him. He mikra yaitz mide pshutai. So Mas says, not this pasuk. Ela mahochem. There's another pasuk. It says, Umake nefesh behema yishalmena, nefesh tachas nefesh. That's pasuk yudches. And then it says, the pasuk afterwards, v'ish ki yitain mum ba'amisoi kasherosa ken yeyosa loy, sheva tafa sheva ayin tachas ayin. Okay. So the pasuk Yudches is speaking about a person was maka behema yishalmeno, you should pay for it. And it says ve'ish ki yitain mum ba'anot ba'misei kasherosa ken yeyos aloi. So I learn out maka odom from maka behema. Just like by maka nefesh behema is yishalmeno, is ve'ish ki yitain mum ba'misei is also tashlumen. Ela mahoch, make nefesh behem yishalmena, make nefesh tachas nefesh, v'somach lei, v'ishki yitemun ba'misei kasherosa ken yeyosa lei. Take the Gemara, you just said before, a baraisa. Tamad loyme, make odom, make behem. So the baraisa says you learn out make odom from make behem. If you're learning out from Pasuk Yudches and Pasuk Yutes, and Pasuk Yutes, it doesn't say Maka Odom, it says Ve'ish ki yitein mum ba'amisei kasherosa ken yeyosaloi. The Baraisa says you learn out Maka Odom from Maka Behime. If you're learning out Pasuk Yutes and Pasuk Yudches and Pasuk Yutes, it does not say Maka Odom, it says Ve'ish ki yitein mum ba'amisei. So the Gemara says, Lav makahu, so the Gemara answers, anan ako kamrinim. We don't mean, it says, we make exeira shove make. We make exeira shove ako kamrinim. So the Gemara says, ako kamrinim. Ma ako amura bebehema letashlumim, af ako amura beodom letashlumim. Let us see Rashi. That Rashi, Maka odom maka behema lekama meforish lekroi hai maka koma. Which pasuk are we speaking about? Vim nafshech loim, vim yesh lecha lehoshi velahakshis klum al tamze, say lamad mi medrash acher. Hayuayim al kama boi, may have le lakshuyi, what is difficult with the first limit? Shein choyzum lacha shenikto. So the Gemara says, if you're learning from the pasuk, maka behema, Make Odom Yumos, so the Gemara says, it says, Biktolaksi, the Tashlumim ain't Sham. There's no Tashlumim. There's no Tashlumim. Yeah. So the Gemara says, Ako Gemrinim. Af al Gav de Kroi Loidomi. Doesn't say the same words. Gemrinim Xeira Shav, we can make Xeira Shav, Kidetan and Vera Bishmoel. He returns, he comes. But that we also make a gzeira shava. More or less it means that the coin comes into the house. Umaka odam diktoni ocha hako de koma. Mechiyitin mum goma. The mum al yedei hakobo. A mum comes through a hako. So we make a gzeira shava make. So now we went up to a derech. It says, umake nefesh behemah yishalmeno, you pay, if you make nefesh behemah. The next pasuk says, "Ve'ish ki yitein mum ba misoi." Let me ask you, how do you give a mum? You don't give a mum with a silver platter. You give a mum with a hakor. So this, like it says, hakor. So here we say, "Reshove hakor hakor." So just like the hakor, nefesh behemes yishalmeno. So memele the hakor of nesinus mum is also two tashlumen. So that says ayin tachasayin means demei ayin tachasayin. Halt mir auf der Derech. Fragt die Gemorre, wo ksiv, be ish ki yake kol nefesh odom mois yumos. Now, this is the first posik which speaks about, this is posik yuzayin. So now, in parentheses, Rashi in Chumash learns this posik is speaking about tziche. This pasuk is speaking about Ritzicha. But our Gemara did not learn like that. Our Gemara learned, V'ish ki yake kol nefesh odom, mais yumos, that means, kol nefesh odom is kol dehu nefesh, not the whole nefesh. Kol dehu nefesh, what does kol dehu nefesh means? That he was make one of the Ivarim. It's not the whole nefesh, but it's one of the, it's cold, it's, he killed the nefesh, a cold nefesh, he killed the neighbor. Mais yumos, you have to kill his neighbor. That means if he cut off Yenim's hand, you have to cut off his hand. So the Gemara learned that this posik seems to say beferish, mais yumos, you may miss the neighbor. So you tell me Xayra Shove, but I have another posik that seems to be saying you kill the Ava. So Moshe says, No, you're running along pshat. Bimamai, you pay for it. Maishumas means that you pay for the Koldo Nefesh with Momin. Mimai de Bimamin. How do you know that means moment? Eime b'misa mamish, loisal kedaitach. Chodo de iskish lemakebei me yishalmeno. Slochair, I think the Gemara means, because posik yudzain is next to posik yudches. Vishki yaku konev shodom meishumus, amake nevish bei me yishalmeno. So they have a hekish. So I should be makish the meishumus, to make nevish bei me yishalmeno. So just like by beimus tashlumim, so by maki odom yumus is also tashlumim. Va'oiksi vasre, another posik, kashiite mun ba'odom kein yinosen boy. This is posik chof. In yinosen boy, zukteraivet means, davar nitin meyad liyad. Yinosen kashiite mun ba'odom kein yinosen boy, davar nitin meyad liyad, it's moment. Ushma mino moment. Now let us see Rashi. Zukterashi, Moksiv ishkiyaka kol nefesh odom, ulektola lo yosikro, not where Rashi says in Chumash. This posik, kol du nefesh, is speaking about, not he killed someone, ela lo roshi evonim, it's speaking about he killed, a kol du nefesh, he killed a neighbor. Kosiv vasrei, ayin tachasayin, oksiv yumos, kloimi yinota levorei viyomis oisei eva. Agavuch Rashi says, "Ksiv basrei ayin tachasayin." It's three psukim later, but I'll compon him. Rashi said, "I should translate the kol dehu nefesh." It's talking about Ivorim because later it says ayin tachasayin. Zot Gemara weiter. Umayim nafshach loyma. So forget we just said a moed kepshat. We have a gzeira shove. The Gzeira Shove says that we learn out hako hako, just like b'maket nefesh behema yishalmeno. So the same posuk ishki temum b'misoi also means yishalmeno. So what's the problem? Suka kasha latane. My chosis the yalfis mimake behema. Leilev mimake odop. Learn out from make odop. What's this Maka Adam? This Maka Adam is the last Pasuk, Pasuk of Aleph, Maka Baimi Shamena Maka Adam Yumas. And there we said before when we started the Sukkim, Maka Adam Yumas means Yitaki kill him. And we also said that the Pasuk is speaking about that he hit his father, he made a chabura, and you kill him. That's Maka Adam Yumas. So the Gemara says, Yevak Zeir Shove Maka Maka. Now, with a Zeir Shove, all you have to do is, you have to find two places that it says the same word, the same Indian, Hako Hako, and I learned that just like over there means Hazayin Hazay, here also means Hazayin Hazay. So what did you tell me till now? You told me till now, it says Maka Nevesh Beimi Yishamena, there it says Hako, you pay for that Hako. So Vishki Yitem Mumba Misa, you also pay for that Hako, Maka Maka. Frech the Gemara, no, maybe, let's learn out, for Maka Adam Yumas, where there you kill the person. So let's learn out, so it's just like there you kill the person, so you kill the A. But that's the Gemara's Kash. Suka Kosha Latanda Maichosis, the Yalfis Mimaka Baima Leilav Mimaka Mimaka Adam. So the Gemara says, Omrin Donin Nizokim and Nizokin, Ben Donin Nizokin Mimisa. Yidan Nizokin Minizokin, Ben Donin Nizokin Mimisa. And this is a very shver Gemara. The Rishash es from the Gemara. This Pasuk, Maka Adam Yumas, is speaking about Nizokin. He didn't kill his father. He was Mazik, the father. And it says, Yumas. Yumas means Yitake. Yumas means not with money. Yumas means you kill. So Memele, so let us, so, you have from the same shot in the Gemara's Teretz. Donin, the Gemara says, you don't have from this Pasuk, well, Donin Nizokim and Nizokim and Donin Nizokim and Mise. Take the Rishash. It's also the Zokim. Fine. About Al Kaponim, the Gemara said, I have a Gzei Rishav and Make Make. I don't know which Make Make to Darshan. I should learn from Make Nevish Behemet, which is speaking about the Zokim. I should learn out from Make Odom Yumas, that's speaking about Misa. So Donim, the Zokim, and the Zokim, and Donim, the Zokim, and Misa. Frag the Gemara Adarabe. Donim Adam Yodom and Donim Adam Ibrahime. Because the Pasik Make Adam is speaking about that the recipient of that call was an Adam. Ishkite Mumba Misa is speaking about the recipient of the Mum is an Adam. Make Nevish Bemi Shamena is speaking about that the recipient of that call was a Behemet. So if you want to know from which two Hakois I should make a Gzeira Shove, Donim Adam may Adam, but I donim Adam, the behemet. Hainu diktonim in nafshach loima. That is pshat. Reyuoyma lesikra kaifu nafish atzecha shalosh shalomus. That's why I bring a new posik. Ki mois yumas. So you don't take kaifa for it. Tzeich on nafish atzecha atal kech kaifa. Atal kech kaifa la roshe yevorim shenem chayzrem. So the Pasuk is coming to tell us, you know, if a person kills someone, he can't pay kaifa to ransom himself. But if a person takes an eva, he could pay with kaifa. That means you're saying it's not coming leguf, it's coming le deyuke. The Pasuk means you shouldn't kill him and he shouldn't have to pay kaifa. Only kill him. Mo says, no. That, I don't need a Pasuk for that. I'm the Rishos in Afke. Risha achas ata machaivi, we ata machaivi shteirishis. Frek the Gemara, good. So the Pasuk isn't coming for that, but the Pasuk is coming for something else. The Pasuk is coming to tell us that a Reitzeach can't pater himself. Not he doesn't pay two times. That is nothing very sure. But the Pasuk is coming to tell us he can't pater himself from Misa through Momen. So Moses says, "Can lift the Rachmanu leisikha kaifem laasher hu rosh alamos." That's what it should have said. Don't take kaifem. Up a lenefesh Reitzeach lomali. The word lenefesh Reitzeach. That's miyuta. Shma mino lidiyuki. The nefesh reitzeich yata lekech koifer. אמרת לקח קייפה לראשי אבורים שאינם חייס חייס. חייס חייס. So במילה, that's why the more said, if you slug up the first limud, you'll say, דונם מיודם, אודם מיודם, that's why I have the second limud. נפש חצך יעתו לקח קייפה, את הקח קייפה לראשי אבורים. אגב, הוא חדש אמרת כבן עזרה, זה המשמעות של דלושן הרמב״ם אוסו, הגבלדק דהר ותשלום מן הזוקן. That the Ben Ezra says that really עין תחס עין. That really, if you took out his eye, you should take out your eye. But you could be paid your eye through kaifa. So the kaifa is not a payment for the ayin hanizik, that I'm paying for it. The Rashi says, if sidai moment zeh, the kaifer is an einish, that means really we should take it, but you can redeem your eye to paying moment. So it's a different, the tashlumi nizokin is an andere musig in ganzen. It's a kaifer, it's an einish, it's a different thing in ganzen. Hakaponim, the Gemara says, but now we have this drash, v'miyach edachsiv lesikru kaifer, make make lomali, Amre, I may have a mine boy ain't an ace, you boy the may ain't an ace. If it would only say, Lesikhu Kaifa, so it's coming to tell us that by a Ritzayach, you have to kill him. He can't redeem himself with Kaifa. But by Roshe Evorim, if you want, you can redeem yourself. But if you want, you don't have to redeem yourself. יש לך אדם שממי נחב אבל הוא מגופי. He should give out money. It's a shrek. It's a memele. So he'll take out his eye. תמש מלא מבהם. מה מכה בהם לתשלומים? אף מכה אדם לתשלומים. מה אם נפשך לא ימה מהבלי לקשי? נלף ממכה אדם שנהרג ממש. Now the lashon of Rashi is very difficult. Vachinami mum mamish. The other words ki yite mum is vachinami mum mamish. Maybe it means that you make a mum. Amri donim nizakim klima mishumai pilche. I have a mitrik tana lemele from leisikre. But so shnei hachi donim nizakim nizakim. I can't remember leisikre. My name is Sifterei. Biktala legufa yitzrich leila mutechine nefesh chetzach leitzrich osi lemute roshe yevorim she'enam nefesh.